Listen up, you donkeys. It's Gordon Ramsay here. And believe me, there's nothing I love more than great food, great diners, and great radio. Oh, well, I guess two out of three ain't bad. Here's Rick Stacy live from Argo's Family Diner in Apopka.
World Cup fever. World Cup fever.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know what happened, but Jill will tell you.
All right, so yesterday with the games in the World Cup, Denmark and Australia tied 1-1. France, I think we kind of knew this was going to happen. They defeated Peru 1-0. And Argentina and Croatia, this was the big upset. Everyone was expecting Argentina to win. They played like crap. Croatia beat them out 0-3. Today, the big game is going on in about an hour. It's going to be Brazil. That's everybody. That's like the favorite team in the World Cup. They're playing Costa Rica this morning at 8, and then you have Nigeria and Iceland, which is Rick's favorite team.
Nigeria and Iceland, that's the game I'm watching.
And then Serbia versus Switzerland at 2 o'clock.
You would assume those Icelanders or Icelandic people would be very good at hockey since they have to play it on the way to work. Hey, in Osceola County, they caught three of these guys. Three Osceola County residents were arrested in connection with the credit card skimmer at the gas station. You know, every time I go to a gas station, because I've gone through three debit cards in the last 2 months.
Yeah, mine, I'm not going to name the one it always happens at, but I stopped getting gas there because then I'll get a fraud alert. And thank God I have that protection. But they'll be like, somebody tried to use your car, your card up in Buffalo, New York. I'm like, yeah, no.
There you
See,
go.
Well, you got to keep an eye on those gas pumps. They put the little thing over it, and sometimes you don't know. It just looks a little more bulky compared to the other pumps.
Oh, I always look in there. They arrested Vagda Menendez Hernandez, 45, Joel Torres, 44, and Osvel Aquino Lopez, 48, for possession of the card skimmers. So keep looking for them, man. All right, so how many days a week or how many days a year do you think about vacation?
Let's see, there's 365 days in the year, so it's like 364 maybe?
Well, no, because you've got to be on vacation at least 10 of those days.
Oh, that's true.
She said, no, I only take one.
New study, 284 days a year we think of vacation.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. Whoa. So all this thing about, I'm so passionate about my job, man. That's all I think about. That's a bunch of bull. Anybody thinks about is a margarita on the shore of Turks and Caicos.
Right. Like, I love my job, but would I rather be on the beach drinking? Yeah.
Of course. Hey, Fortnite, how much you think that made? Let's just narrow it down to Apple OS. Just downloaded from Apple OS. Never mind the phones. That are, Androids.
Right, there's like 100 million people playing that. There's millions of people playing that.
Forget Xbox. Forget any of this other devices. Just iOS on your phone and computer, your Mac. How much do you think Fortnite has made just in the last few months?
I give up.
$100 million.
Whoa!
Yeah.
$100 million?
And that's just the last 90 days, and that's just iOS. That's just one,
just anybody with an iPhone. Just people with iPhones.
Or a Mac at home, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember when Robin Williams was doing the little sit-down with Coco the gorilla?
That was great. They were really good friends. They said Coco kind of went into a depression after he died.
Oh, no. Coco was... You watch this, and it makes you wonder how, Coco seemed like a person. Robin Williams was sitting down with Coco, talking to Coco in sign language. Coco used to have a kitten for a pet.
Yeah.
And Hallball. What a cute cat.
Yeah, and Coco went into a big depression when the cat died, and Coco passed away, and this happened a couple of days ago, 46 years old.
Oh, wow. God bless you, Coco.
You got to see the video. If you want to learn, the best way to do it is forgetting.
Can
you call her a second? Hey, can we interrupt you a second?
Rick's yelling at people.
She didn't even hear me.
She's busy, Rick.
University of California, Los Angeles has found contextual clues play a role in what people can store and retrieve from their memory. I have no idea what that means.
Me neither.
The doctor from UCF already left. So a change in context can cause forgetting, but it can also change and even improve how information is encoded and retrieved by your brain.
Sounds like work.
The whole story sounded like work. I'm sorry I did that.
It's okay. You're allowed one.
I should have forgotten it. And finally, President Trump has been on a tear this week. Wednesday he had a rally where he turned into a stand-up comic. Let's hear some of that real quick.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Let me find him here.
I think you're all ready.
So we have a single protester. He's going home to his mom. Say hello to mommy.
That was one of them. And then he talks about how people are always referring to other folks as elites.
Right.
And not Trump. That Trump's a dirtbag. Trump's this, Trump's that. Do you have that one?
It's kind of buried in here. Let me see.
Oh, boy.
Well, we'll be with you momentarily.
Go home to your mom, darling.
Ah, forget it. All right, anyway, so here's another thing that Trump is being known for this week. It turns out that video has surfaced where he tossed a Starburst to Angela Merkel, the German chancellor. If you've seen a picture of Angela Merkel, she's about 4 foot five, stern-looking woman, strong, all business, no fooling around. It was a very tense meeting between her and Trump. They don't like each other. Well, she doesn't like him. And it turns out that to make things, kind of ease some of the tension, he handed her two Starburst candies in front of everybody.
Were they the pink ones? Those suck.
Yeah, and he said, hey, Angela, don't say I never gave you anything.
Oh.
Isn't that great, though? So it's called the unexplainable juicy moment by Trump.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so he is the candy man.
Hi, this is President Donald Trump. I used to be a candidate, but now I'm giving away candy to world leaders. Here's some sushi for Shinzo Abe, Prime Minister of Japan. Just kidding. Here's some Swedish fish for you. You'll love them, by the way. They're great, and you don't have to be Swedish to enjoy them. Emmanuel Macron, President of France. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes it's just you. Here's an almond joy. Enjoy it. Hey, Justin Trudeau, your eyebrow's fallen and it can't get up. Here's a fun-sized Butterfinger. You're gonna need it with all that pot you're smoking. I heard that stuff really gives you the munchies. So here's the whole bag, okay? Don't eat them all after your first hit off the joint. And remember, Justin, they're fun-sized. So take it easy. Take it easy. Okay, there's more where that came from. You guys want more? Just let me know, because our economy is great again. And you're welcome.
The Diner Tour with the Rick Stacy Show.
It's not great yet. Sunny FM.